Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and so deserved. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Computer's here. Catherine is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of our favorites. That's Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. She's one of our branding experts, one of the top branding experts in the galaxy. She's written all the important books on the topic, Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand, Women Who Brand. You're starting to get the picture here. Her new one is Graduate to a Greater Career, and that's about your personal brand. And she's our good friend, Catherine. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So one of my experts in the Brain Trust is Kelly Orweiler, wrote a book about paradoxes.
Right.
And I love having Kelly on the show because she's taught us so much about paradoxes. And what she taught us was that we're all paradoxes because a paradox is basically the yin and the yang of a thing, right? The yin,
right.
The thing that makes me a great salesman makes me not such a great paperwork person, right?
Right, right.
And so you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, you think of a paradox, whatever you say about someone or something, the opposite is also true. So that's what makes it really interesting.
Yeah, and you can't really have Kelly described it as a pendulum swing.
Uh huh.
In other words, a pendulum cannot possibly, by nature. A pendulum can't start at the bottom and only swing one way.
Right.
It has to go both ways, right?
Right.
And that's the way we are. And so now we come to our president.
Right.
Who is a paradox.
He's a master of paradox.
He's
yes.
a paradox of paradoxes, right?
Right, right. More than you usually see in politicians or in personal brands.
Is that because he's more paradoxical or he's just bigger than life? He's more of a
force. I think it's a little of both.
Yeah?
But I do think he is more paradoxical, because I made that statement, whatever you say, the opposite is also true. You know, he's got a contradictory mix in terms of policy of free market stuff and then growth policies, protectionism on the one hand and doing things to promote growth on the other. So he's doing a lot of things. He's much more contradictory. He gives a speech that's very presidential in the State of the Union, and then, two days later, he's tweeting and saying things that are very unpresidential.
That makes everybody nuts. Well, I'll tell you, in my 2016 predictions that I published 14 months ago, I said if he wins the election, it'll be because he doesn't have the baggage of either party.
Right, right, right. Interesting that you saw that, because no one thought he would win. And it's interesting, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about, Trump as a brand and also America as a brand is, there was a recent survey done of small business people by the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
Bill Dunkelberg, I've been reporting on that every month for about 20 years.
Yeah, and look at the big jump since he's been president of business owners who expect better conditions going forward.
In January, it was the largest one-month jump in the 43-year history.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
And that's really due to Trump. It's pretty amazing. But I think he is larger than life and always has been. And I think one of the things that's clear so far is, the big speculation was he's going to be more presidential once he's elected. And I think the reality is Trump is Trump.
Trump
is not going to change.
No.
And actually, Trump has worked well. Look at how the stock market's been on a tear.
Yeah, yeah. I talk about paradoxes. Right. That's good indicator of how the marketplace, the small businesses, Main Street and Wall Street, you just hit both of them, right? Both sides
right.
of the that's a good indication of how the markets feel about this man, but at the same time, the stock market on a tear paradoxically could be a dangerous thing.
Right, Right.
This could be, I mean, I'm not, it doesn't make me happy. I'll be honest with you, Catherine. It doesn't make me happy when the stock market goes to 21,000 for no apparent reason. Oh, I don't think there's any question in my mind. Right. In my mind, there is.
Right.
I've been saying that since 19,000, too.
Right. The whole thing was, will it go past 20,000? And then it did, and then it went to 21 so fast, it was like unbelievable.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. So these are all things that, but meanwhile, he's doing things that play right into the hands of his enemies.
Right.
Like it's one thing to tweet about a judge that you disagree with, but you shouldn't call them a so-called judge.
Exactly.
Those are the paradoxical things that drive people crazy. He was right about what he said about the judge. But paradoxically, he couldn't leave out the other part of it.
Catherine,
it's no question. He derailed his own agenda. That's the paradox, folks. And we're going to talk some more. We're going to get us some specifics about his approach to the economy after these messages. Stay with us with Catherine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.